Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. Welcome to it. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Well, do you know what? That workout is pretty much what I do. And I'm so pleased that I feel like I've had endorsement.
Oh, this is fantastic.
It definitely fights headaches.
It does. Yeah, it really does.
Shrug your shoulders and let them drop and all that stuff. It's really good.
Totally. And like, you don't realize how hard you're holding your shoulders, you know, like how much tension you're actually holding in there until you consciously say, hey, release this.
Absolutely right. And as well in the jaw. I feel it in the jaw sometimes. I think, oh, why am I so sort of rigid? You know, doing a Dan Dare or something. It's not good. You need to, do the full step and then let it go.
Quite right. All righty. Things that make my jaw clench. President Trump. What is he saying now?
Well, we can laugh slightly because we're in a terribly serious situation globally, but we're not in his country. He tells us there's going to be a great victory over coronavirus. He's predicting great victories over everything else, so why wouldn't he predict this? He did know for that whole we'll have it licked by Easter thing. Well, he's not saying that now. It's basically 30 days, or at least the end of April, which is kind of a bit more than 30 days, to have these social distancing measures spread out across the United States. One of the big cities did it first because they had the most problem, New York in particular, but also Los Angeles, Las Vegas, San Francisco, and so forth. But now even Hicksville, Indiana, is going to have some kind of measure put in place. It's become federal as well as state. But interestingly as well, there's a big dispute, as there is, I think, in practically every country that I've looked at, about how ready America was for this, the lack of testing kits, the lack of personal protective equipment kits for medics who are dealing with this at the front line. In the UK, this has been a really big deal. In fact, it is said that currently one in four of all our medics are either sick or are off work because they are self-isolating somebody in their family or whatever, which is, I mean, take 25% of your medical staff out of the equation, and there's a lot of problems there.
Absolutely.
In America, there's a big dispute about Donald Trump's figures, inevitably. And, he's talking about record testing. They're in trouble like the rest of us, frankly.
They really are. Probably worse, actually, than are with the highest figures there. World leaders' popularity in the wake of the health crisis. How has that worked out?
Yeah, this is really interesting. This is from, at least I think it is, this is from a pollster, Ipsos Mori, who looked at the popularity of world leaders over a three-month period. And frankly, there's been naff all else happening in the world apart from the creeping coronavirus pandemic. And so therefore, they reckon this is entirely down to how they have handled the current health crisis. Strength of purpose, clarity, charisma, those are all in there somewhere. But also, these experts reckon there's a sort of a rally around the flag feeling in voters as well. And
yes,
you have a guy in charge who makes you want to rally around the flag. So looking at their figures, over a three-month period, therefore, for instance, in the UK, Boris Johnson's approval as Prime Minister, his rating has gone from 48% to 61%. So he's absolutely soaring. In Australia,
wow,
Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, has gone from 35% to 47%. Angela Merkel in Germany, 39% to 49%, and in Canada, Justin Trudeau from 43% to 49%. So all big success stories in terms of how people in those countries are viewing their leaders. Intriguingly, Donald Trump's popularity has also gone up, but only by 3%. Shinzo Abe in Japan is less popular by about the same amount. He's actually seen his popularity go down. And in Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, who basically has been completely unmoved by the coronavirus pandemic, is also finding his rating is unmoved. It just looks like Brazil has switched off somehow. But there we go.
Very interesting. Our own president actually seems to be getting quite a great deal of improvement. I don't have the pollster numbers, of course, but anecdotally, people very happy with what he's doing.
There is that feeling that if they look like they're in charge and they're taking some what feel like wise measures, of course, how that pans out midterm, long term, when the economy takes a hit and when people get really fed up not being able to go anywhere and all that stuff, well, we still have that to come, don't we?
I also think a measured head, empathy, and sort of resonance with the population an understanding of what we're undergoing, and then also admitting the fact that this is absolutely uncharted territory and we're learning as we're going along, in yes. our case, has been helpful.
That's
so
true.
I'm not surprised that Trump's, for example, rating is so moved so little, because you can't bluster forward with absolutism only to have to retract, which he's done a few times now.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to saying we're trading lightly, we'll figure it out, which I always appreciate in a leader, because you know what? This is a human thing, a human crisis, and that's what he is too, I think, or he or she is too.
I think Donald Trump has also made a mistake in the fact that he constantly seems to want to take charge of everything instead of deferring to medical experts.
Thank you.
It looks much better if you've got a health or medical expert telling you what's what, other than a politician.
Absolutely. Alrighty. Thank you so much for that perspective there, Adam. Stay safe. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist there with your World View.